If you enter the Prophet's Masjid from either gate 21 or 22, you'll find the shoe rack 1241 and 1242 in front of you. And underneath the carpet, you'll find these markings. These markings signify that there used to be a well here, and its name was Bayruha. And this well belonged to Abu Talha al-Ansari, and there was a garden as well. And this garden was massive, and it stretched almost this entire area. And Abu Talha al-Ansari was one of the most wealthiest people in Medina. And there was a lady in Medina by the name of Sulaim who accepted the message of Islam and became Muslim. And her husband refused to do so, so she was forced to leave him, choosing Islam over her marriage. And shortly after, her husband actually passed away on a journey. And she had a son by the name of Anas. So when Abu Talha heard this, he went and he proposed to Sulaim. He showed interest in her, but she rejected him. So he went back and he couldn't deal with it because somebody like him is not used to getting rejected. So he goes back to her and he proposes again. She told him that somebody like you is not rejected. But how can you worship sticks and stones, something that people created? So he told her, how much mahr do you want? She said, mahr? He said, yeah, gold and silver, how much do you want? She said, I don't want that from you. But what I want from you is Islam. And Abu Talha became Muslim, and this was the first time in Islam when somebody's mahar was the conversion of a person. Now we can say that, okay, he just converted because he wanted to get the girl, but it was not the case, because Iman really sunk into his heart and Abu Talha became one of the greatest Sahabi. When the verse لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. That you will never attain true piety unless you spend from that which you love. And whatever you spend, Allah is all aware, all knowing of it. So when this verse was revealed, Abu Talha, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told him that Allah had just revealed this verse. And he told him that this garden of mine is the most beloved property to me. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to bear witness that I spend it, I give it for the sake of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became excited and he said, "Bakhin bakh, dhalika malun rabih." That glad tidings, how amazing it is, that is a prosperous deal that you just made. And he said, I think that you should give this garden of yours in sadaqah to your relatives.